Hi guys, it's Simple J Sister here with another episode for you guys. I'm hoping you guys are doing great. And as usual, you guys are practicing our mantra of being positive. I keep telling you guys, positivity in equals positivity out. So if you continue to surround yourself with positive energy, positive people, you will see how much exponentially better your life will be moving forward. And you'll see it manifesting in different ways in your life. Now, the next thing I want for you guys is to practice manifestation. I've seen it work, not just for me, but for all those around me. Whether it is that you say it and put it out in the universe and manifest it, or you write it down, maybe it's on a vision board or just a little scrap of paper, however it is, put it out there, manifest it. Let's start believing that there are things that we want. We want to achieve that moving forward. Put it out there. Hope and want and crave and go for it. We deserve all the best that life has to offer. So let's not limit ourselves moving forward. Today's topic is centered around modern women. I hear the complaints from men. Oh, women nowadays are a little bit too aggressive. Women nowadays are trying to always match our energy. They tend to come off a little bit masculine. They tend to try to overmatch or overdo or try to outrun or outpace a man. And I sit back and I think, is it that they're trying to match, trying to outdo, outpace, or is it that the men now are falling behind? They're lagging behind. They're not picking up the slack anymore. They're not doing what they're supposed to do. They're not showing up anymore. So now the women have to be taking on multiple roles, multiple situations, multiple responsibilities. So now by doing that, now she's not this timid, shy, reserved, in the background person anymore. She's now up front in your face because now she has to do a lot more than she is built to do. Now I want to say this. Women aren't designed to be taking on 10, 20, 30 different responsibilities. Right? And I don't mean that in a way that we can't do it, but we're not supposed to be doing it. We're not supposed to be taking on a man's role, whether in the family or in the relationship. Our job is to be the support system. Normally, that's how we're seen, right? But now, I think what frustrates men about modern women, and this is their frustration, not everyone shares this thought process, is that the modern woman doesn't just sit back and allow herself just to be told what to do, or allow herself just to listen to what the man says and not question what he's saying. Now she's listening, she'll probably process, but then she wants to question, why are we doing this? What's the purpose of this? Now she challenges you to show her why this has to be done. Why do we have to go there? Why are we moving here? What's the feasibility? What does it make sense? How does it work out long term? So when a man gets that kind of challenge, he's now in his mode where he feels threatened. But she's not threatening your position. She's simply letting you know, look, as your backbone, as your support, I want to ensure that we are secure enough to do all these things you have tabled, you have put forth. I want to ensure that long term is going to work out for the benefit of us all. You can't now, in today's society, let's be very clear, have a situation where you're just putting out everything. The woman has no input. It falls apart. And then there's no one to say, hey, this is what should have happened. If we had tried this, we could have avoided this. Now, I understand it's frustrating for men when a woman, you know, voices her opinion and is very open-minded and very straightforward and to the point and is there just speaking up more because he feels challenged as if she's trying to present a challenge to him, but technically we're not. And another thing, stop saying modern women are aggressive. We're not aggressive. We're assertive. Now, can that aggression or assertiveness, let's be clear, assertiveness, come off a little rough around the edges? Yes. Why is that? She's taking on a lot more than she bargained for. She's taking on a lot more than she's supposed to be handling. And she really doesn't want to. She really just wants to stay in her position, be the background, be the one who is the nurturer and the nurturer and the one who makes a house a home. And the one who keeps everything growing and everything together, the glue. But now she's being the glue, she's being the nail, she's being the hammer, she's been the concrete, she's being the wood, she's being everything. So now she's looking at it. If I'm doing everything, what's his purpose? What is he doing? And that should never be the situation. Things have changed, times have changed. We're now in a society where back in the day, a man could go out, earn the income, a woman would take the income, multiply it, make it turn out to be food and dinner or what it takes for the kids and him. Now, we're not in that kind of society anymore. Women are now working and earning. And I'm not saying that woman shouldn't keep her femininity, because that's important, because a man still wants to feel like the woman in his life is still the softest place on earth. Still the place that can be his peace. But here's the problem. If she's now taking on your role and her role and everything else in between, her peace is disturbed. So it's hard for her to maintain her peace, the kid's peace, and your peace. And still at the end of the day, be your peace. You're asking her to do a lot of things and you're not pulling your weight. You're not pulling up your slacks. So, is it that modern women are frustrating? No. It's just that they're asked to take on roles that they really didn't sign up for. They're asked to now be the head of everything. And you're not doing your part. You're not stepping up as a man and leading. Because let's be clear, the man is supposed to lead. And if you're not leading, and now she has to be leading, and if you're not present, as in you have left the family structure, and now she's tasked with leading the family, she's tasked in providing for the family, she's tasked with security of the family, she's tasked with providing support emotionally, mentally, physically, everything. Now, you can't expect that woman to be feminine all the time. She's going to have to have a tough shell because she's now the main source of everything. That femininity is still there. It's tucked in and she will show it. It will come out. It will shine just like the sun shines. But unfortunately, she has to have that tough exterior because now she's tasked with everything else. And so when she goes into work, she has to still have that tough exterior because she doesn't want to seem as though she's a walkover and you can just run over her and just get everything done. And she's just in the background as if she's just a part of the wallpaper. Because now she's doing everything else. She knows she can handle everything that has to be done, whether it's at work, home, etc. She doesn't want to do it. And that's the part that men are missing, is that women now don't want to be taking on these roles. We don't want to constantly be on edge, be this extra strong personality, be this type A personality, have this, as you men say, aggressive nature. She doesn't want to do that. You think she doesn't want to let her hair down all the time and just be feminine and do what she's designed to do as a woman and be your peace and have her peace and be the peace for the kids and just be calm? But if you're not stepping into your role as a man and doing what you're supposed to do as a man, then what do you expect her to do? She's not going to still have that demeanor all the time. When you step into your calling and your place as the head and the leader and take up your responsibilities, and she now does her responsibilities and you guys work together as a unit, then you will see her in her true essence, her true self. So no, modern women aren't frustrating. No, modern women aren't the issue. It's the men who aren't stepping into their roles and as leaders, taking charge, being present, and not just present today, gone tomorrow. Present today, gone tomorrow. Here now, gone later. You have to be consistent. You have to show up. And now these women now feel like they have to do everything because they don't have a consistent presence in their life from these men. If you're not consistent, you can't expect a lot from a woman. Because once you give consistency, once you give leadership, once you give your presence, once you give what you're supposed to as a man, then she's going to do her part. Everything will fall into place. But if you're not there to do your part, then you will create the monster that you guys call the modern day woman that you see as aggressive and try to match energies and all of that. She didn't create herself in a lab overnight. This is a result of things that she's experienced. Facts that she knows to be true within herself, that she has to take on everything that was left for her to take on by that man that deserted or left his responsibilities up to her. So now she has to create a tough shell, a tough exterior to handle the world outside of her home. Because the man that was supposed to be there neglected his post and neglected his duties. So if you don't want to have a woman who constantly shows up as if the world is against her, everything is against her, all the odds are against her, and you see her as masculine or a little bit too aggressive, then stop creating these situations that allow her to feel like she needs to do that. Become more present. Become more available. Step in your calling. Step in your purpose. Lead. And lead effectively. And if you're not able to lead effectively, learn how to lead effectively. But also understand consistency helps. Showing up helps. Showing up when you're supposed to helps. Because she wants to know you're going to be dependable. You're going to be the rock. Because no matter what, she's going to show up. She's going to be there. She's going to be consistent. She's going to be your shoulder to lean on. She will be your backbone. So now you can't just have excuses anymore. Because once you're doing what you're doing, you will tap into that feminine, calm peace that you so desire. You can't have everything and not do anything from on your end or on your part. I keep telling you guys about accountability. It's important. We have to be accountable for our actions, because for every action, there's a reaction. And for everything you put out there, there are consequences down the line. What men aren't realizing is you're creating these women by your actions or your lack of actions, by your presence or your lack of presence, by what you say or your lack of words. So we have to bear this in mind when we're moving forward or we're questioning about these modern women and how frustrating it is to communicate with them and be around them and this energy they give off. What has made her become that way? Let's tap into that. Let's have conversations about that. Let's have dialogue about that. Let's find out from her what has made her feel as though she needs this tough, protective outer shell, a hard shell like a turtle shell, to protect herself and be the way she is now. be it aggressive, as you say, or as I would say, it's assertive. Be it matching your energy, which is more masculine energy, being more rah-rah, as you call it. Find out what it is that's causing her that way. And I guarantee you, based on our experiences, you will learn. It's because there is no one in terms of a man who is consistently doing his part in her life. If you fail her, you can't expect her to now show up feminine consistently. She has to do a lot. So I want us to bear that in mind moving forward. And modern women aren't frustrating. They are simply a result of their environment, what has happened, things that they experience. So I want us to bear that in mind moving forward. And I hope this is something that you guys can start having, dialogues you guys can start having with your friends and your mates, so you can tap into why women are now moving away from that feminine energy consistently to more of a mix of maybe a little bit more masculine, aggressive, tapped in with a sprinkling of femininity. It's important to have these dialogues so you can learn and understand. And maybe you can allow her now to express herself. And maybe when we open these dialogues, now we can get these women to lay down their burdens, unload, unpack, so they now can tap into their feminine side and be more at peace, because they want the peace. They want that feminine touch consistently. They want to be themselves, but they can't, because they feel as though if they let down their armor and their shield and everything and take that helmet off and take that face off, they feel as if they will be failed again. They feel as if they will be let down. And until they feel like they won't be, that shield and protective armor will always be there. So let's learn to listen. Let's learn to give an open ear and an open mind to why this is happening. And maybe by having these dialogues, we can now advance the issue and now learn to work with each other and learn how to become more present for each other. Because when we're present and available for each other, so much more will happen. We'll see how much better things will be moving forward as a unit. And how much you see the family structure will benefit from that. So let's talk. Let's engage. Not just shy away because they look as if they're a little bit angry today or aggressive today. Sit down. Have a conversation. You never know what will come out. Be open to the possibilities. I hope this conversation today gets people thinking and talking, and I really do hope that we can now understand the modern woman so we can now get to a place where we can see from their lens, respect them more, and get them to a place where they can now let down their shield and armor. I hope this opens a lot of people's eyes today, and I really do hope we continue to practice our mantra of positivity. And at the end of the day, I always tell you guys, be you and live by your own rules. Bye, guys.